You're listening to SBS News. Standing outside the boarded up doors of the decommissioned Ford factory in Geelong, long-time employees Tony Anderson and Henry Fuller have bittersweet memories.
We walked through these doors and to see them all boarded up now, it's a bit of a shame, but people move on and times get times change.
And a lot of memories to come when you wanted a job for virtually the rest of your life.
That's correct, and that's what I thought, and a lot of other people thought they would have here. It was good while it lasted, and I don't regret too many things. I learned a lot of job skills here.
Tony Anderson is still looking for work, hoping to secure an adult apprenticeship. But Henry Fuller now has a new career. After more than 30 years where he says he barely saw the sun because he worked in the Ford factory, he's enjoying his new job driving passenger buses.
I found it quite difficult to get moving into another job, but once I got moving into it, things were fine. I just had to learn all the different processes that the bus driving companies have, which are different to Ford's, but some of the principles are the same.
More than 60% of workers have found some form of new employment, and many have benefited from the support provided by the Geelong Skills and Jobs Centre. Bob Hope works as an advisor at the centre and sees considerable success.
Percentage-wise, we've got a majority of ex-workers into work or having an outcome that was suitable to them, i.e. could be retirement or work, or there's a minority now looking for work.
The Union for the Former Auto Workers says the assistance provided in Geelong has definitely had positive outcomes. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union Assistant Secretary Paul De Velice offers praise.
It's a good job that was done, and it's still ongoing. There are still some companies, automotive component companies, that sort of still battling to whether they stay open or not, and I think there's one or two that potentially on the edge.
While the loss of manufacturing jobs was a blow for Geelong, the city has revived its fortunes and is attracting new residents. The Deputy Mayor of the City of Greater Geelong, Peter Murrahy, says cheaper housing than what's available in Melbourne is part of the reason for a growing population.
It's because of the affordability that people want to come to Geelong. You know, they see the opportunity that Geelong offers for the young families to set up here. The health and education is first rate.
And after losing his job in his 50s, Henry Fuller says he hopes his experience can encourage others who find themselves unemployed.
Well, I want them to know that you can move on. Change is not necessarily a bad thing, it's just a different thing. Use all the support networks that are available, get advice from other people, try to find out where the jobs that you might be suitable for are, and move on. Go for it.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.